following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Milk, milk, lemonade,
round the corner, chocolate snake.
Glooping chocolate covered her toes.
A toes?
Her calves. And suddenly a vagina.
Head, shoulders, calves, toes and vagina. Toes and vagina.
Belinda's tits awoke her with the urgent chemical signals.
Wake up!
They'd earlier sent to her mind's eye.
What?
Happy Monday, everybody. It's My Dad Wrote a Porno. We're on to episode 8 of Blind Blink 3. Alice, how are you feeling?
I feel ecstatic.
James, how are you feeling?
I'm good. Can we reveal now that we're over halfway through?
Oh, yeah, all right.
Because we haven't revealed yet, but there's 15 chapters in this book.
15 chapters of solid gold.
People are like, that many? Interesting.
Well, when chapters are one side of A4, they can't be really counted as a chapter.
Yeah, pages.
Also, why does he insist on printing a book in A4?
So, last chapter, do you remember what happened?
Vaguely, we were in Belgium.
Yeah, with Madeleine Chocolat.
Madeleine Chocolat. Yes.
Or Chocolat.
Chocolat.
As I would say,
chocolat
show. On the continent.
Did we leave Belinda in that pool of
the Cointreau flavoured chocolate swimming pool?
We thought she may never emerge again.
So, shall we delve into chapter 8?
What was it called again?
It's called A Fucking Good Time.
And that's what we're going to have.
I cannot wait.
I dread to think what Belinda's definition of a fucking good time is, though.
Yeah, what's she been having to date?
Well, we're about to find out.
I feel like we're in for a wild ride. Buckle in.
Belinda Blink 3, Chapter 8. A Fucking Good Time. This is my private members' club, said Alphonse, sloppily licking his fingers, as the taxi drew up outside a very imposing stone building somewhere in the centre of Brussels.
Somewhere. We don't know where. The author who's created it does not know where they are.
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. Also, I don't know.
This is a rare chapter in the Flintstonian canon in that it's directly followed on from the previous chapter.
I was going to say, why is he licking his fingers?
Because of the chocolate. From Madame Chocolat.
Oh.
So he's getting the cab from outside the factory?
Yes, and it's gone to somewhere in the centre of Brussels.
Okay, great.
The taxi ride had been short. New paragraph.
Oh. That was a paragraph.
He's really phoning it in now.
I think he accidentally fell on enter. It's like, oh shit, never mind.
The taxi ride had been short. Alphonse led Belinda, dressed in her long black evening gown with an extremely low cleavage and backless cut, which just showed the top of her black string thong, up the wide stone steps.
Is that normal to have
an awful lot going on in that
sentence? Sorry, is the thong going up the steps? So that thong goes up her crack, up the steps, around the building.
But mercifully it's straight.
Thank
That's
God.
All we care about.
Thank God.
They were immediately shown to the library.
Oh.
Belinda looked around, sensing that this was no ordinary reading room with its chairs and reading table.
It sounds bonkers. Oh, it's so avant-garde.
Chairs and reading tables.
It's no ordinary reading room with its reading chairs and reading tables. Even though
books to read.
And yet it has all the ingredients of a classic reading room.
Also, when did it change its name from library to reading room? Literally within a sentence.
Well, I think Dad's trying to not repeat the use of library.
Oh, well done him.
For the first time ever.
He's used thong throughout. Can we phase that out?
She studied the other 18 guests.
Counted them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, now she's like Rain Man when it comes to numbers.
They were all couples.
Oh, that makes it easy, doesn't it?
9 times 2.
The men were older and the women were younger.
Heteronormative, James. Why were they all heterosexual couples?
Yeah, are you not offended by that, James?
Rocky's done nothing with gay men yet.
Not gay men, but a lot of bi women.
Yeah.
He might call on you as a consultant, James.
Hey, you're seeing him at the weekend. Why don't you ask him?
I'm like, Rocky, I've got a few videos to show you.
You can be his man on the inside, for want of a better phrase.
Oh.
The men were older and the women were younger. They looked extremely ravishing. Perhaps they were all business associates just like her.
Ravishing, eh?
They all did. The men and the women looked ravishing.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Even though the men were older and the women were younger. Mm.
Do you remember my last few words to you in the maze? The maze.
Call back.
Book one.
Do we remember his last few words in the maze? Wasn't it like...
Diarise this. Isn't it?
Keep notes of everything. It's like James Comey. Write everything down.
Wasn't it see you in 3.5 weeks?
Yeah.
Come on over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember my last few words to you in the maze when I invited you to Brussels? Yes, Alphonse, I do. You said, all our ladies are expected to be properly dressed. At least when they arrive.
I do remember that.
Yes, so do I.
Am I correct? Absolutely. And now you will understand the full meaning of my words.
I think we understood the full meaning at the time. I think I fully understood
all of the words, yeah.
We speak Belge. Is he Flemish? I mean, so many questions.
Who knows?
Belinda was intrigued. Is this where they retired to a private members' room and he had his wicked way with her? How pathetically boring. Especially after this afternoon's excitement.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to top fucking swimming in Willy Wonka's chocolate fountain?
Is that what you call it now?
That a euphemism.
It's a gay club in Brixton.
It's going to be a gay club in Brixton now. You know, it's a pop-up. Literally, he popped up.
It's a pop-up gay club.
At that moment... A butler advanced to the centre of the room. Mesdames, s'il vous plaît.
Oh.
Alphonse whispered to Belinda. The game begins. Please stand on the chair. I will guide you, as you may not understand the rules.
They play musical chairs?
Has she never played a parlour game?
Belinda did as she was told and looked around. The 9 other ladies were doing exactly the same.
Can you imagine?
The butler shouted, Monsieur!
Oh.
Immediately, all the men removed their clothes.
What?
Even their socks.
Is that what it says? How does everyone know the rules?
And how does everybody know to remove their socks? Yeah, how does everyone know the rules?
What is the game?
It's a members only club though, isn't it?
Oh, so it's kind of part of the fabric of the place.
Mm. Immediately, all the men removed their clothes, even their socks, throwing them onto the floor.
It's going to be a right mess in there.
The butler shouted, Avancez!
It's the weirdest game of Twister I've ever seen.
This is a bizarro. I also hate organised fun.
Yeah, I'll be like, can I just have a drink? Can I have to take all my clothes off and my socks?
A naked Alphonse whispered, Remove your dress, Belinda.
But wait, that's not what avance means.
What does avance? Advance.
Yeah, start, I guess.
Oh, well, start to remove your dress.
Oh. Well, I mean, you've added a bit of meaning on there. Are we just relying on Rocky's French/Belge here?
Like, well, my dad's a huge Europhile. Like, he loves Europe.
But is he fluent in European?
Clearly not, but he likes to think he is. He can communicate with anybody. That's one of my dad's skills in life.
Communique.
Pardon, madame.
So far, this is not a fucking good time.
Well, give it a second. Right, the game's Jesus. Just started. Oh, you're just the kind of person that would start losing Monopoly and just throw the board over.
Party Pooper. Cooper.
Loved that.
Oh, that's not the first time that's been said. James Cooper, Party Pooper.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Well, read into it, James, and change your ways.
I'm the life and soul.
Sure.
I bring the chocolate fountain.
Belinda complied and thought, This is more like it, Alphonse. How quaint. Me and 9 others.
Why is she obsessed with how many other people there are?
The 10 now completely naked ladies stood on their chairs, wearing only their high heels, with their clothing also scattered to the floor around them.
It's going to look like a Chinese laundry.
What happened to, like, delicately folding stuff and putting it in the corner?
That was very book one.
It's very UK. We're on the continent now,
kid. It's not what they do in Belgium, James. Duh.
The butler shouted... Avancez!
Again?
Once more. And red-suited valets appeared in unison and cleared the floor of all the discarded garments.
Good, because that was going to ruin it for me. You know, when it's kind of getting hot and heavy, yeah. and you're thinking, I wish I'd done the washing up. Like, it's all mm-hmm. you can think about. So I'm glad.
It's a bit Rocky's OCD as well.
Yeah,
maybe,
it really is.
Maybe he added it afterwards. Like, oh, I can't leave those clothes on the floor. Get some valets in.
Valets enter. Avance, etc.
Unbeknown to the contestants. The
contestants! Is this a game show? Maze. What's going on?
Unbeknown to the contestants, the club would immediately send them all to a charity organisation for distribution to its shops throughout Belgium.
Oh, God.
What? Their clothes?
Oh, God.
They're not seeing them again.
That's
Humphrey.
It.
That was a lovely dress.
That's not what they agreed to.
You imagine at the end of the night. So, I'm sorry, you've done what?
I need to collect my clothes. Oh, that's in an Oxfam in Bruges.
I don't know why they would do that.
What are they going to wear at the end of the night?
Also,
their dignity, James.
They're in all their pockets, like their wallets and their pants.
Pants.
They're all business people.
Their dirty pants and socks.
Levine's crying.
I can't bear it.
Unbeknown to the contestants, the club would immediately send them to a charity organisation for distribution to its shops throughout Belgium.
Immediately as well. That night. What? Get them in the van.
Quick.
The engine's going. He said Avance again. Off you pop.
Got those two Barses and 101 Dalmatians in the van.
Oh,
let's go, Horace, quick. Seconds later, the butler shouted, "Descendez, une!"
Oh,
so what? Get down, one.
Get down, one.
Get down, one.
What does, why? Why?
At that command, all the ladies stepped down from their chairs.
They got down, yeah.
They literally got down.
They started boogieing.
What is the game? Like, why is he on the chair in the first place?
What is the game? It's a song we sing. What is the game?
No one knows the game.
What is the game?
Where my clothes go? What is the game?
Where my skirt at? What is the game?
My keys were in there. What is the game? That was my grandma's. What is the game?
Oh. At that command, all the ladies stepped down from their chairs.
But wait, one of them must have done it because they knew what that meant and the rest copied because nobody knows what to do.
Yeah.
The butler then shouted, "Descendez, deux!"
So one meant everybody get down. Two means...
I think lie on the floor?
Well, "Descendez, deux!" Alphonse, together with the other nine men, helped the ladies onto their backs, ensuring they were spread-eagled across the library reading tables.
What? Helped them onto their backs?
Yes.
I can get onto my back just fine, thank you.
Where's he got this from, honestly?
Allez!
Oh,
go.
Go, we know
was
that
the
one.
Final command the butler needed to utter as the room descended into a fucking frenzy.
Oh, that was quick, wasn't it? I'm surprised he didn't make them go like, allez, toi, and then everybody just like entered. in one swoop.
It went from 0 to 100 very quick. They're in a fucking frenzy. Everything that's preceding that just seems like completely arbitrary. Like, why were they stood on chairs?
It's a game.
It's not a game.
It's not a game.
It's an orgy. What is the game? It's an orgy.
Yeah, but if they'd said that from the beginning, if they'd been like, it's an orgy, you'd been like, oh, yeah. Obviously, Alphonse is here, he's like a dirty bastard. But then when they're like, get on the chairs, you're like, oh, what's going on? And then they're shouting things. And
also, you two would have rolled your eyes if it was just an orgy. Like, that's a bit of intrigue for you two.
But you're right, there are no rules to the game. It's just get on a chair, get off the chair.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, follow the butler's rules.
Is it called follow the butler's rules? So like Simon Says. Simon Says, fuck. Simon Says, strip.
Belinda very soon had her dangling legs wide apart and Alphonse was fucking her like a mad thing.
Mad thing! He couldn't think of any, couldn't think of anything. You just put mad thing.
Quite the simile.
Mad thing.
Dangling legs. Oh, daddy long legs over there.
I think she's got more than two.
Yeah, tentacles.
I've only got about 3 minutes left with you. Alphonse barked out a deep cough, making Belinda think he was going to exit this life and continue.
Exit this life!
Oh.
Oh, do that again! Do it again!
More! More!
I've only got about 3 minutes with you. Alphonse barked out a deep cough, making Bruno think he was going to exit this life, and continued, and then I've got to move on to the lady on your right.
Lady on your right. She ain't no lady. Oh.
All these men were well-versed operators in their own business fields.
As a little aside.
Do you think it's actually like a lady of the manor on his right? Or is he just using lady like gal?
Yeah, because Belgium does have a monarchy.
Just saying.
So is there an aristocracy over there?
There must be.
Just saying because I'm in quite a grand space, you know.
Yeah, private members club.
Not outrageous.
I love the idea that you'd be fucking someone and you'd be like, I've only got 3 minutes left, which immediately is like, just be in the moment, don't clock watch. And then you'd be like, I've only got 3 minutes and then I've got to fuck the girl next to you. So if we could just get this done.
And then all the other guys that you're going to fuck are well-versed operators in their own business field.
So really don't worry. You're going to have a great old time.
Alphonse needs to work on his sexy talk.
Oh, bad news. And also, it sounds like he's got Qatar issues.
Who coughs during sex?
Alphonse.
Belinda made sure her cervix was clamped tightly around his long cock, for she needed to give Alphonse a good time, as he was the reason she was here.
I'm just saying now, I'm not going to reward bad behaviour. So all I'm doing when I acknowledge the cervix mentions is encouraging him for future books.
Okay.
So I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to say anything.
Unless Alphonse has a massive cock so far that it's gone beyond cervix.
It does say long cock.
Does it?
Long cock. He's long cock.
Oh, well, I take it back.
Long cock Stirbacker.
Stirbacker actually means long cock in French.
Her flexing vagina worked his penis hard. She felt excited.
I hated the face you just did for that. Also, I love that Belinda finds a way to credit herself for anything. So, if they're having good sex, she's working really hard. She's making sure he's having a good time.
And you can't control the vagina in that way, right?
I'm sorry?
No, genuinely.
James, you can grit a pussy. We know this in Belinda Blink 3.
No, but you can't control it to the level that she... It's not a hand.
It's not a hand, no.
But you can tense and
Yeah, of course you can tense, but you can't lower down the trapdoor of the cervix or whatever he thinks is happening.
But it literally sounds prehensile. It sounds like she picks stuff up. opens bottles with it.
She's been to Bangkok.
The door handle slowly turned.
It's like the raptors in Jurassic Park.
Clever girl.
She hangs upside down from a tree with it.
Her flexing vagina worked his penis hard. She felt excited. The opportunity to meet 9 other contacts as seriously connected as Alphonse didn't arise every day, and she was going to make the most of it.
It literally arises every day. She meets new men every day.
I would say this has happened to every day that we've known her.
After about 4 minutes, the butler shouted, "Allez, encore!"
Oh, for God's sake. He's a right buzzkill.
The grunting and moaning, with the occasional screams from a couple of excited ladies, stopped as the men withdrew and moved on to the next table.
Literally speed dating, just...
Is this what speed dating's like?
I mean, it's not quite as sexy, but...
But do you withdraw and then you go and...
You withdraw from the conversation.
Right, you don't
withdraw from the vagina.
Is it always a withdrawal, but it can be metaphorical?
As her new partner penetrated her...
Oh my God, do you want to say hi, I'm Brian or whatever first?
Oh, hang on. As her new partner penetrated her, he passed her his business card.
Oh, great, good.
At the same time.
As his penis went in her vagina, his business card went into her hand.
Oh my God.
Oh, she thought, the Minister of Trade for the Belgian colonies. How useful.
That is useful though, to be fair.
To be fair to her, it is.
It's better than Grigor Kalansky, isn't it?
She took his card in her teeth.
Oh, well, her hands are busy.
And once again, set about tightening herself to give Monsieur Redo the ride of his week.
She knows her limitations. She's not of his life, because this isn't my best work, but of the week.
He's got a very experienced French mistress at home.
Monsieur Redo.
Monsieur Redo.
Spell it.
R-I-D-E-A-U-X.
Oh,
Credo.
No, he's not a real person, is he?
I wouldn't imagine so.
Wait,
quickly,
do you want to check?
Google the Minister for Trade for the Belgian colonies.
I can't believe you guys don't know that off by heart. I'm really embarrassed. Is that even the correct title?
Probably not. I mean, what are the Belgian colonies?
We're being a bit stupid again.
Oh, God, we're going to get tweets. Again.
So as you would imagine, we're being ignorant, but also Rocky's being majorly out of date. So
okay, so we're both wrong.
Well, we still don't know when it's set, so it could be...
Yeah, precisely. Well, is it set in 1885?
We haven't ruled it out.
Typhoid crockery holdings, maybe it is.
So Belgium controlled two colonies during its history, the Belgian Congo from 1885 to 1960. Yeah. So, you know,
okay.
For Rocky, yeah. Recent past.
If she's in a miniskirt, that could work.
And Rwanda-Urundi from 1916 to 1962.
Oh.
It also had a concession in China, could be referring to that, and was a co-administrator of the Tangier International Zone in Morocco.
But they've still got a minister who looks after those areas that don't exist anymore.
Monsieur Rideau, a man to know.
Is Rideau short for redundant? So I'm guessing if the colony doesn't exist, the post probably doesn't exist anymore.
Probably not.
Do you think Rideau is like hanging on to his title?
Ancient business card on papyrus. He's like, still got the role.
Rideau's 108. He's pumping
still got
away.
The ministerial cart.
Let it go, Rideau.
Merci, madame.
Oh, God.
He panted as his 4 minutes expired without ejaculation.
Oh.
What a way of saying it. He didn't come. Just say he didn't come. My 4 minutes expired without ejaculation.
Think nothing of it, monsieur, Belinda huskily replied, trying to dampen her desire for an orgasm and feeling exceedingly glad he'd been able to control himself properly.
Why was she glad?
I don't know what that means.
Why is she controlling her orgasm? Like, if she can come, why doesn't she just come?
Maybe she wants to come in unison? I don't know.
Why?
In the Belgian colonies, men come first and women come second.
Oh, God, I don't know. I just feel like, just go with it. Why is she thinking about it so much?
Yeah, you're right. Well, I guess she's got eight others to get through, is all.
Yeah, but she's female, don't forget.
Oh, multiples.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But
fuck.
Isn't it... It's multiple in one, isn't it?
Say again.
What?
When you have women have an orgasm, they have multiple at once in one orgasm.
What do you mean?
Multiple in one. What, like?
Like a big one, like a turbo. Like,
buy one, get one free.
What yeah. do you mean?
When a woman orgasms.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, that wasn't the it. Reason it's so intense and happens less frequently than a man is just
what do you mean, less frequently?
No, more
what?
Frequently.
James.
Women orgasm less frequently than men.
No, women can orgasm multiple times and it's not...
In a session,
yeah,
say.
It's not about...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Because men...
Oh, God!
James is now straight.
Then why did women fake it?
Because it doesn't mean you can come when you want to come.
No,
it just means that you, in theory, in one sitting, let's say...
Don't say
in one go.
In one go.
In one game
in
of...
In one
like...
sesh. You could...
In one roll of Yahtzee,
yeah,
you can
you
orgasm...
Yeah, you could come lots of times.
You know.
Wow.
Because you know how guys, like, once you come, you've got to have a bit of a...
Rest.
Yeah. Not so with women.
Just keep going.
You are fascinating to me.
Put him in a test tube, Alice Levine. Smear right. him on a Petri dish.
I feel like this is we need to take this off podcast because there's more... I have more questions.
Should we just go out for a drink?
I think we need to.
No, that's not... I don't mean, like, and potentially get together and then I'll...
have multiple orgasms.
Yeah, that was more just to fill you in on, you know, everything you need to know.
The words... Allez, encore! Oh. Echoed around the library
it Bill?
Again.
It's bloody Belgian Bill.
The men moved on, and Belinda thought, I've heard of speed dating, but this is ridiculous. Giselle and Bella would love it.
Yeah, they would.
Perhaps you should try speed fucking in London.
I'm surprised it doesn't already exist.
Probably does. Around the room, Belinda could see that most of the women were not up to her level of concentrated sex.
What, they're just like on their phone?
Maybe they're just better business women.
One lady, indeed, was now just giving blowjobs.
What a part-timer!
How defeatist.
What? That feels like more work.
Yeah, absolutely. She's just lying back.
It wouldn't take much for her to be soaked in semen, Belinda thought wickedly.
It wouldn't take much. What if she just applied herself better? Christ.
Her thoughts were discarded as her third partner. Can I just say, third partner? We've got.
We're
like,
not going to go through all nine,
more?
Are we?
God.
We better not.
Like, he's been skipping so much in this book. Why can't we skip this?
Well, he doesn't always give us sex, does he? So every now and then he feels like we need to have.
Oh, 10
God,
once.
Suppose this is like the new maze and it's lasts for like five chapters.
My back hurts.
Don't. I haven't got the stamina for it, and neither's Belinda.
She does.
And it sounds like Alphonse is ready to exit this life. Like, he can't do seven more.
Her thoughts were discarded as her third partner of the evening penetrated her vagina.
Well, that's what shook her out of her thought. What?
No room. It's penis or thought.
That explains so much.
It does. That's her character in one. In one vagina, out the other.
Penis for your thoughts.
He was a lithe-looking, olive-skinned, youngish man.
Oh!
Not the youngish man.
With a medium-length haircut to be envied.
Like a bob.
It's got a lovely glossy mane.
Like Terry Hatcher in Superman, that kind of like really precise bob.
As he entered her, she inspected his business card closely.
Oh, wow, way to make a guy feel special.
It said, any guesses?
Oh, I think it's going to be Marcus Delalio.
You're not a million miles away, Alice.
Shut up.
It said, Aldo Fellini.
Oh, come on. Come on. That's really fucking close.
Aldo Fellini.
And God help me on this pronunciation.
Isn't that a brand of pasta in Lidl?
Well, it said Aldo Fellini, direttore commerciale, Inca Supermercato Spa.
Spa.
S-P-A.
Oh, just spa.
Capital S,
yeah.
Small p, big A.
I feel like it's the kind of thing you need to see written down.
Is it Greek?
I don't know.
Italian. Sounds Italian.
Well, director spelled D-I-R-E-T-T-O-R-A.
Yeah, that's
sounds Italian.
Italian.
I mean, the whole thing's an absolute debacle.
It said, Aldo Fellini, direttore commerciale, Inca Supermercatos, S-P-A.
And she was impressed by that.
Well, it took her the whole 4 minutes to read it, by the sounds of it.
And with that, he was gone.
Bingo! Oh. She thought, as she tightened her lids hard. It only took Signor Fellini 2 minutes to come. And with his release, Belinda let herself have pleasure for her first orgasm that evening.
Oh, I love that she's like, let them get their end away. Then, if I've got time left over, that's my personal time, because the rest is business time.
They clasped each other tightly, enjoying the combined sensations of sexual release. However, the 4 minutes, they were over too soon, and Belinda reluctantly let Aldo Fellini continue his journey around the room. Instinctively, she knew they'd meet again.
I was going to say, that's not the last we've heard of Aldo.
You know.
She'd make sure of it.
Do you think that she got excited because she hasn't had an Italian yet, and she certainly hasn't done a deal in Italy?
Yes.
I think Melinda's going to like jump off the table and like swap places with someone, just knock someone else off the table. Hiya. Oh, no, we haven't met.
Must be my sister.
Belinda's sister.
Oh, no, but she'd be the opposite. It'd be like Safi. Isn't that fab, wouldn't it?
25 minutes later...
Thank God for that. Skipped ahead.
She was still on the table.
The butler held his head in his hands.
I bet he did.
No, the butler held his hands above his head and shouted, Fenny!
Finally.
After a few minutes... All the library members... Library in a library?
Library members.
Has everyone got their library card?
Got their cards stamped.
They're overdue. I wonder how many cassettes they can get out. Do you remember? It used to only be about three.
I love that. And my sisters used to love the furry stickers.
Oh, yeah.
They used to sell furry stickers.
Now, you never used to get a fine for an overdue book as a kid, but when you turned 18, God forbid.
Oh, my goodness.
And they went straight to, like, £1 for a day.
Outrageous.
After a few minutes, all the library members were back sitting on their chairs as if nothing had happened.
But still naked and being like, where are our clothes?
Oh, wait till they realise.
The only clue to the sexual mayhem of the previous hour was the nakedness of the participants.
Quite a big clue then. I wonder what's happened here. Everyone's naked and there's cum everywhere.
Janet, I think you're missing all your clothes.
The history section's covered in jizz.
The men stood up. And the ladies joined them.
So everyone stood up.
Then they casually left the room, chatting to each other about the unfortunate performance of the Euro.
So, like, have you heard about the Euro? It's absolutely terrible.
Oh my God, it's
so 2014. Greece was an issue. The Euro was going to like die.
Of course,
this was written years ago. That's so funny. He's trying to be topical.
I love casually as well. Butt naked.
So Greece is on the decline. We have to bail them out.
The Euro's sagging like your ass.
Outside, 10 black Range Rover Evoques were waiting to whisk the couples back to their hotels. A crowd of press photographers had gathered at this point to record the naked library members leaving the building.
There's been a leak. Who's told them?
Who's alerted the press?
Oh my goodness, because the Trade Minister, of course.
Someone's alerted the Paps.
It was a biannual event, and the Belgian tabloids never missed the sexy photo opportunity it gave them.
Change the date. Like,
for goodness
throw them
sake,
off.
Pick a new venue. It doesn't always have to be in the reading room.
Alphonse wiggled his rampant cock at them.
Rampant. What an eye full of this.
What are you looking at, sunshine?
You've got a big enough lens, mate.
And whispered in Belinda's ear, behave as if you were fully dressed. Give them a polite wave and smile.
Didn't he just waggle his cock at them?
That's his polite smile.
Belinda grinned and hoped her MD Tony didn't get the Belgian newspapers too often.
Why would he?
Who ever buys a Belgian newspaper?
Also, there's a thing called the internet. He might see the picture. As Belinda's luck would have it, their car was the last in the queue.
Oh, of course.
So she just stood there.
She's walking up and down like it was a catwalk, probably.
That meant maximum exposure to the press corps.
Press corps? It's not international press.
Showing her completely naked body.
Can you imagine? Like, Associated Press is there. Getty are trying to get their images. It's like a full press pen. Like at the fucking Oscars.
Belinda, to the right, to the right. Look up, Belinda, look up.
Alice. They crowded round,
no, they
taking
didn't.
Full frontal ass and breast shots, similar to their actions at the Oscars.
No, it's not true.
What they do at the Oscars?
Dave, did you get the breast shot? Yeah, did you get the ass shot? I think we got it then.
I got full vagina.
Did you get Lupita Nyong'o's tits? Yeah. Did you get her back? Yeah, I got the back shot.
Hang on, does this mean like Belinda's about to be plunged into the limelight? Like her breasts?
But why would you care that an international sales director came out of a... Well, I suppose by...
A mad woman walking out of private members club. International news.
But in the way that Liz Hurley, she got catapulted into the limelight because she was the plus one a few grand.
All she had to wear was that dress that showed a bit of her side.
Madame, madame, votre nom, s'il vous plaît.
Votre nom.
They shouted. Should we be the press corps? Should we do it together?
Okay.
Okay.
Madame, 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 votre nom, s'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît, votre nom. Madame.
Il y a beaucoup de choses pour les gens.
Où est la bibliothèque?
They shouted. Belinda didn't answer, as she wanted to remain Madame X.
Oh, for
to keep the game going.
There's no game!
That's worse than her actual name, Madame X. It makes it sound like a porn star.
There is the famous painting Madame X, of course.
Of course. Little information made them even hungrier.
Votre nom, votre nom.
Votre nom, s'il vous plaît.
Belinda's going to be famous.
The doors to the Range Rover opened and Alphonse and Belinda escaped the press pack.
I completely get why they might care about the minister, because that's like a bit of a political scandal.
Yes.
And they love that.
But not in Europe.
You don't think... Well, no.
Hollande had a mistress and no one gave a shit.
And the likes of Berlusconi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the tabloids still love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can kind of get that. Why they give a flying fuck about a girl that works at a pots and pans company, a guy that runs, we don't even really know what, do we? A chocolate fountain farm? Like, I don't know. Why do they care?
Oh, because God it's knows. Unusual behaviour.
But why do they care every year?
Biannually.
Biannually, twice a year.
You never know who's going to be there.
It's a who's who of who's. It's no one good.
Front page on tomorrow's tabloids, I bet, said Alphonse. My newly divorced wife will have a field day.
Oh, God, can you imagine being married to Alphonse?
Why is everyone getting divorced? Des Martin's divorced.
Why are they all getting divorced? Have you heard what's just happened? You don't take vows for this.
He laughed and kissed Belinda's juicy nipples, one after the other, for the duration of the journey to her hotel.
For the duration?
Oh, God.
However, he really did miss the chocolate.
I can't believe he's still thinking about that. That was so long ago. He's just had an orgy. Why is he thinking about chocolate?
He's probably hungry. Yeah, he hasn't eaten.
He does need the energy, doesn't
he's
he?
He's eaten.
No one's asked about the clothes. No one said, excuse me, where's my clothes?
No one's even noticed.
And that is the end of the chapter.
So they will never ask, probably.
Wow. That was a fucking awful time.
I had the worst time of my young life. Dare I ask where we end up next time?
What, the chapter title?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
It's a Flintstonian curveball. The next chapter is called Yorkshire.
Oh! Do you know what I thought? I was going to say Guernsey. Yeah, it was.
That means it's Ken Dewsbury.
Which one's he? Mind the pants, mind the pants.
Mind the pants, mind the pants, exactly.
Oh. So he's the RSM that we've probably heard least from.
It's Ken's time to shine.
I can't wait to see what happens in Yorkshire. Oh, what Yorkshire stereotypes? There's going to be tea galore. There's going to be like, you know,
Yorkshire puddings.
Yorkshire puds.
Yeah. Could be sheep involved. Oh, God, I hope not.
That's Wales.
Oh, they've got sheep in Yorkshire, haven't they? I may not know about the vagina, but I know where there's sheep, all right? Wherever there's a field, there's a sheep.
Anyway, let's see if there are sheep in Yorkshire. And join us next week for My Dad Wrote a Porno. In the meantime, you can get us on Twitter, @DadWroteAPorno.
Instagram, My Dad Wrote A.
You can find us on Facebook, just search My Dad Wrote a Porno. And you can email us, mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
You can buy the book, Rocky Gets Every Penny That Amazon Doesn't Steal. So make it worth as well to write them.
And we've got merchandise, yes, including t-shirts and things like that. And if you wear it, we won't steal it and take it to a charity shop afterwards.
Promise.